Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Sandy's Fancy, featuring Alan Jabor, Tommy Thompson, and Sandy Bradley. We heard Alan and Tommy playing the old tune Shootin' Creek. Sandy's Fancy was originally released on Flying Fish Records, but has been reissued on Alan Jabor's own label. We've just celebrated Labor Day, and this week's program is in praise of labor. A recent Associated Press survey found 58% of American adults approve of labor unions. This is the highest level since 2008, when 59% supported the establishment of labor unions. Organized labor was the cornerstone in the establishment of the American middle class. Through wage negotiation, the establishment of safety regulations, the 8-hour day and 5-day week, retirement plans, and owner-provided health benefits, unions have made the workplace a much more pleasant environment. This week, we'll hear songs about unions and occupations. We'll open with the great Paul Robeson and the classic Joe Hill from the Smithsonian Collection, Classic Labor Songs. Songs about the worker on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. In Salt Lake City, Joe says I, him standing by my bed. They framed you on a murder charge, says Joe, but I'm dead. Says Joe, but I'm dead. The copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe, I didn't die. Says Joe, I didn't die. And standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where work
workers strike and organize. It's there you'll find your hill. It's there you'll find your hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
Mighty hard road that my poor hand is hold. My poor feet has traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rolled, and your desert was hot and your mountains was cold. I worked in your orchards of peaches and prunes, slept on the ground in the light of your moon. On the edge of your city you've seen us, and then we come with the dust and we go with the wind. California and Arizona, I make all your crops, and it's north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Dig the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine, to set on your table your light sparkling wine. Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from that grand coulee dam where the water runs down. Ever stayed in this union, us migrants have been. We'll work in this fight and we'll fight till we win. Well, it's always we ramble, that river and I, all along your green valley I'll work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life if it be, 'cause my pastures of plenty must always be free.
Come and listen to my story, come and listen to my song. I will tell you of a hero who's now dead and gone. I will tell you of a young boy whose age was 19. He was the bravest Union man that I have ever seen. Harry Sims was a pal of mine, we labored side by side, expecting to be shot on sight or taken for a ride by them dirty coal operator gun thugs that roam from town to town, shooting down the Union men where'er they may be found. Harry Sims was walking down the track one bright sunshiny day. He was a youth of courage, his step was light and gay. He did not know the gun thugs was hiding on the way. to kill our brave young comrade this bright sunshiny day. Harry Sims was killed on Brush Creek in 1932. He organized the miners into the NMU. He gave his life in struggle, that was all that he could do. He died for the Union, also for me and you. Somebody said that's a strange tattoo you have on the side of your head. Said that's a blue mark left by the coal. Little more and I'd have been dead. I like the rumble, I like the dark blood, I like the blue of the sleigh. But it's gone down that new road looking for a job, traveling and looking ahead. Someday when I'm dead and gone, heaven, the land of my dreams, I won't have to worry about losing my job, hard times and big machines. Won't have to pay my money away on dues and hospital plans. I'm gonna cut coal where the blue heavens roll. Sang with the angel band, sang with the angel band. Well, I'm traveling on. Listen to my rubber tires whine. Goodbye to Buckeye, White Sycamore. I'm leaving you behind.
We're listening to songs about labor on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and that was Hazel Dickens with Billy Ed Wheeler's classic Coal Tattoo. That's included on a collection on Rounder called Coal Mining Women. And before Hazel, we heard Pete Seeger with The Death of Harry Sims. The story is pretty much told in the song. He was a labor leader from Springfield, Massachusetts, sent down to Harlan County, Kentucky, and was murdered by a sheriff's deputy, and he was just about 20 years old. The Death of Harry Sims. That's on the Vanguard collection, The Essential Pete Seeger. And before that, Woody Guthrie and his classic song about migrants, Pastures of Plenty. And that's on the Classic Folk Music collection on Smithsonian Folkways. And we let off with Paul Robeson and his wonderful voice, and Joe Hill from Classic Labor Songs on Smithsonian Folkways. The duo Magpie has sung many, many tunes about labor and labor organizing. This is from their recording Working My Life Away, a Hazel Dickens tune called Workin' Girl Blues. Magpie on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Hey, I got the early morning. Working blues, put on my ragged, worn-out working shoes. Well, the weekend was too short, but I can't choose. When the Lord made the working girl, he made blue. Well, I'm tired of working my life away and giving somebody else all of my pay while they get rich on the profits that I lose. My hair be all turned gray, or he sets that dollar loose and I get my due. Lose a little bit of these working girl blues. Well, I'm tired of working my life away and giving somebody else.
Introduce to you a man that is a credit to our old red, white, and blue. His head is made of lumber and solid as a rock. He is a common worker and his name is Mr. Block. And Block thinks that he may be president one day. Oh, Mr. Block, you were born by mistake. You take the cake, you make me ache. Tie a rock round your block and please jump in a lake. Kindly do it for liberty's sake. Yes, Mr. Block is lucky, he found a job by G. The The shark took $7 for job and fare and fee. They shipped him to a desert and dumped him with his truck. When he tried to find his job, he sure was out of luck. He shouted, "That's too raw, I'll fix them with the law." Oh, Mr. Block, you were born by mistake. You take the cake, you make me ache. Tie a rock around your block and please jump in a lake. Kindly do it for liberty's sake. He died one evening, I'm very sad to state. He'd climbed the golden ladder right up to that pearly gate. He said, "Oh, Mr. Peter, one thing I'd like to tell. I'd love to meet the Astorbilts and John D. Rockefeller." "Well," Pete says, "is that so? You'll find them down below." By mistake, you take the cake, you make me ache. Tie a rock around your block and please jump in a lake. Kindly do it for liberty's sake. Yes, kindly do it for liberty's sake.
I am a union woman, just as brave as I can be. I do not like the bosses, and the bosses don't like me. Join the CIO, come and join the CIO. I was raised in Kentucky, in Kentucky born and bred. Join the union, they called me a Russian Red. Join the CIO, come and join the CIO.
Mm-hmm. my all, my pig and all.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1536. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Sandy's Fancy from Alan Jabbour, Tommy Thompson, and Sandy Bradley. We heard a tune called Patty on the Turnpike, an old Henry Reed tune. That was originally on Flying Fish Records, but it's been reissued on Alan Jabbour's own record label. And before that, a tune which, at least to me, signifies the monotony of some types of work. We heard Peg and All from Bruce Molsky, along with Daryl Anger, from Bruce's recording Poor Man's Troubles, and that's on Rounder Records. And before that, we heard from Deborah Holland and her collection The Panic Is On, and we heard I Am a Union Woman, Join the CIO by Aunt Molly Jackson. Deborah Holland, that's on Gadfly Records. And before that, John McCutcheon recently released a collection of Joe Hill's tunes, and we heard Mr. Block, which was inspired by the cartoon Mr. Block, which appeared in The Industrial Worker. The recording is called Joe Hill's Last Will, and that's on Apple Songs Records. And we let off that set with Magpie and Hazel Dickens' tune Working Girl Blues from Working My Life Away, Magpie on Collector Records. We are celebrating Labor Day and singing songs about unions and singing songs about labor. One of Cy Conn's classic tunes is Aragon Mill, and it's the title track of a recent recording that he did with a bunch of European bluegrass players, the Looping Brothers. This is from Aragon Mill, the Bluegrass Sessions from Cy Conn and the Looping Brothers on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
At the east end of town, at the foot of the hill, There's a chimney so tall that says Aragon Mill, but there's no smoke at all coming out of the stack, for the mill has pulled out and it ain't coming back. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin. Change, and I'm too young to die, and there's no place to go for my old man and I. There's no children at all in the narrow empty streets. Now the looms have all gone, it's so quiet I can't sleep. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin. The mill has shut down, it's the only life I know. Tell me, where will I go? Tell me, where will I go? And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin.
Title song from Dad's Dinner Pail. It's called Dad's Dinner Pail. Surprise, surprise. Written by Edward Harrigan. And I got this song from the singing of Jonathan Moses. For it glistens like silver, so sparkling and bright, I am fond of the trifle that held his wee bite. In summer or winter, in snow, rain or hail, I carried that kettle, my dad's dinner pail. For it glistens like silver, so sparkling and bright, I am fond of the trifle that held his wee bite. In summer or winter, in snow, rain or hail, I carried that kettle, my dad's dinner pail. Preserve that old kettle, so black and so worn, it belonged to my father before I was born. It hung in a corner beyond on the nail, 'twas the emblem of labor, my dad's dinner pail. For it glistens like silver, so sparkling and bright, I am fond of the trifle that held his wee bite. In summer or winter, in snow, rain or hail, I carried that kettle, my dad's dinner pail. If the day should be rainy, my father'd come home, he'd polish that kettle as clean as a stone. He'd joke with my mother on me, he would wail, if I put a finger on Dad's dinner pail. For it glistens like silver, so sparkling and bright, I am fond of the trifle that held his wee bite. In summer or winter, in snow, rain or hail, I carried that kettle, my dad's dinner pail. When the bell rang for mealtime, my father'd come round. He'd eat with the workmen about on the ground. He'd share with the laborer and he'd go the bail. You could never reach the bottom of Dad's dinner pail. For it glistens like silver, so sparkling and bright, I am fond of the trifle that held his wee bite. In summer or winter, in snow, rain or hail, I carried that kettle, my dad's dinner pail. There's a place for the coffee and also for bread, the corned beef, the praties, it often was said. Go fill it with porter, with beer, or with ale, the drink would taste sweeter from Dad's dinner pail. For it glistened like silver, so sparkling and bright, I am fond of the trifle that held his wee bite. In summer or winter, in snow, rain or hail, I carried that kettle, my dad's dinner pail. For it glistens like silver, so sparkling and bright, I am fond of the trifle that held his wee bite. In summer or winter, in snow, rain or hail, I carried that kettle, my dad's dinner pail. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Come here, buddies, and listen to my song. I might sing it right and I might sing it wrong. Tell you a story about Otto Wood. It all, but I wish I could. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run? The sheriff pulled out that 44 gun. He stepped in a pawn shop a rainy day. Then he had a quarrel with a clerk named Gray. Pulled a pistol, struck him blows. This is the way that the story goes. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, and why didn't you run? The sheriff pulled out that 44 gun. brought him back, but he couldn't go free. Carried him away to the penitentiary. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run? The sheriff pulled out that 44 gun. Now he was a man that would not run. He always carried a 44 gun. Loved the women and he hated the law. He just wouldn't take nobody's jaw. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto, Otto, and why didn't you run? The sheriff pulled out the 44 gun.
Well, I guess there's always an alternative to honest labor. You can become a bandit. Otto Wood, the Bandit, from Norman and Nancy Blake, from their recording Blind Dog on Rounder Records. And before that, from Deborah Cowan's live recording called Among Friends, we heard the tune Dad's Dinner Pail, which always reminds me of stories my mother told of taking her grandfather's lunch down to the city park where he was employed in a greenhouse. Among Friends is on Muzzy House Records. And before that, from the Strange Creek Singers, featuring Mike Seeger, Hazel Dickens, Tracy Schwartz, Alice Gerard, and Lamar Greer, we heard Poor Old Dirt Farmer, Tracy's classic tune. That's on Arhuli Records from back in 1972. And we let off that set with Cy Conn and the Looping Brothers with Cy's best-known tune, Aragon Mill. That's from Aragon Mill, the Bluegrass Sessions on Strictly Country Records. We're listening to songs about workers and labor unions this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Maria Dunn's newest recording is called Piece by Piece, and she pays tribute to the immigrant women who worked at a Western Canadian clothing factory over its 93-year history. And if you've known anyone who's worked in a garment factory, there were many in my area, the quota is the big thing. You have to make your quota. Here's a tune called Speed Up from Maria Dunn on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Speed up, speed up, speed up.
Not 1 second was misspent.
Speed up, speed up, speed up.
My fingers nimble, face intent.
Speed up, speed up, speed up.
I'd like to see you try it, friend.
Speed up, speed up, speed up.
Now that I've gotten good and fast.
Speed up, speed up, speed up.
They've upped the ante for my task.
Speed up, speed up, speed up.
Each time I get ahead, they're back.
Speed up, speed up, speed up.
To raise the bar and stretch the slack.
Speed up, speed up, speed up.
Each extra inch seems like a mile.
Speed up, speed up, speed up.
So bundles take a bit of guile.
Speed up, speed up, speed up.
You snatch the small size with a smile.
Speed up, speed up, speed up.
It's head down for another while.
Speed up, speed up, speed up.
Come weekend, it's another race.
Keep up, keep up, keep up.
Another job, another pace.
Keep up, keep up, keep up.
Each dollar more is saving grace.
Keep up, keep up, keep up.
To bring my family to this place.
Keep up, keep up, keep up.
My husband and I were healthy young.
Keep up, keep up, keep up.
Still, who knows what we're running on.
Keep up, keep up, keep up.
We pass each other the baton.
Keep up, keep up, keep up.
When one comes home, the other's gone.
Keep up, keep up, keep up.
Sometimes I need a little cry.
Keep up, keep up, keep up.
All I do's just scraping by.
Keep up, keep up, keep up.
For making friends is little time.
Keep up, keep up, keep up.
It's head down for another while.
Keep up, keep up, keep up.
Each pocket seam and bottom hem. I've sewn for my children. I watch them grow and know for them. It's worth it all in the end. It's worth it all in the end. It's worth it all in the end.
Out along the harbor reach, boats stand dried up on the beach. Ghost like in the early dawn, empty now the fish are gone. What will become of people now? Try to build a life somehow. Hard, hard times are back again. No more fish, no fishermen. No more shoppers in the stores, since the fish plant closed its doors. Men who walked a trawler's decks now line up for welfare checks. There's big for sale signs everywhere, pockets empty, cupboards bare. See it on the news at 10. No more fish, no fishermen. Once from Ship Cove to Cape Race, port abask to Harbor Grace, Newfoundlanders fished for cod, owing merchants, trusting God. They filled their dories twice a day, they fished their poor sweet lives away. They could not imagine then, no more fish, no fishermen. Back before the Second War, we could catch our fish inshore. Boats were small and gear was rough. We caught fish but left enough. And now there's no more fish, because the trawler fleets took all there was. We could see it coming then, no more fish, no fishermen. Farewell now to stage and flake. Get out for the children's sake. Leave all friends and kin behind. Take whatever job you find. There's some that say things aren't so black. They say the fish will all come back. Who'll be here to catch them then? No more fish, no fishermen.
Come all you poor workers, good news to you I'll tell. How the good old Union has come in here to dwell. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? We're starting our good battle. We know we're sure to win, because we've got the gun thugs a-looking very thin. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? If you go to Harlan County, there is no neutral there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair. Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
My daddy was a miner and I'm a miner's son, and I'll stick with the Union till every battle's won.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Oh, workers, can you stand it? Oh, tell me how you can. Will you be a lousy scab or will you be a man?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Don't scab for the bosses, don't listen to their lies. Us poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Two different settings of the song, Which Side Are You On? We heard Florence Reese, who actually wrote the lyrics to Which Side Are You On? And then we heard the Almanac Singers. That's from Classic Labor Songs on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, The Plight of the Fishermen in Newfoundland. No More Fish, No Fishermen from Finest Kind and Heart's Delight. And we let off that set with Maria Dunn from her new one, Piece by Piece, and a tune called Speed Up. That's on her own record label. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we've been celebrating Labor Day. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1536.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning.